This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That toll free number is brought to you by ProXPN. We'll tell you more about what ProXPN here is in a little bit. Live Saturday edition, Ian in the studio with you.
With Mark.
Yes, indeed. All right, so of course we can talk to you about absolutely anything that you want. But last night on the show, and for those of you that don't get our weeknight program on your local talk radio station, you can call and ask nicely and they might put us on. But on our last, this last Friday night show, I mentioned that I had some Rob Ford-related news, and we never had a chance to get to it. Mark, do you know who Rob Ford is?
I do. He is the mayor of Toronto, and he apparently was recently caught smoking crack on video, which is a funny thing for a mayor to be caught doing. Not the only mayor, mind
not
you.
Not the first time.
Yeah, might be the first Canadian mayor, and I was listening to NPR that had on some Canadian show, radio show, and it was just funny to hear the Canadian press, which was like admittedly extraordinarily liberal, and they felt they find this guy to be too much of a spendthrift, no, too thrifty. And so they were very upset with him, and they were just like lividly upset that he didn't have a lower approval rating. As a matter of fact, there's a recent poll out that shows that Barack Obama's approval rating is lower than the crack smoking mayor of Toronto.
How much lower?
About 5 points.
So what was Barack Obama last I saw? 39% approval.
Yes. Can you add 4 to that?
Yes.
5 to that. Excuse me. Yeah.
So 44% for Toronto crack-smoking mayor Rob Ford. Now, this guy isn't just disliked because he smoked crack. He's also real, from what I can tell, a nasty personality. Like, this is an individual who, like many politicians, is full of himself, and the power has gone to his head. He is, from what I've seen, in fact, when I was back when crack-smoking story hit the scene, several months ago, when the first news about it existing, this video's existence, it was shown to some reporters, and back at that time, they were giving away, Gawker.com was giving away books of Rob Ford one-liners, basically. I don't know what the exact book was called.
Quotes.
But, yeah, quotes, just ridiculous quotes from this guy. I mean, he seemed kind of bigoted in some ways, and just not a nice character, not somebody you'd want to introduce your kids to, you know.
Okay.
And
I'll take your word for it. I don't know. I haven't read any of that stuff.
Yeah. Well,
all I know about the guy is he's been caught on video smoking
crack.
Well,
right. That's what. That's
and apparently made some really unpleasant comment recently about oral sex.
Yeah, right. We'll just leave that at that. It was pretty graphic, apparently, what he actually the unpleasant comment.
Not going to play the quote.
No, I don't think that would be appropriate for radio at all. And he used to actually have his own radio show on one of the local talk stations in town, I think it's CFRB, and that is no longer.
Yeah, but they gave him a cable show.
Oh, he has a new show now?
That's right.
Oh, I haven't heard about this.
Rob Ford Live. I don't know. He and his brother or something are doing it.
His brother is also a Politico. I think he is one of the city council members there.
It was kind of funny to hear the NPR folks interviewing the producer of the some editor or whatever at the television station, and the guy was just giving it right back to him. Yeah, we're letting an interesting person have a television program because we think it might drive ratings and ad revenue.
If you get lucky, he'll smoke some crack on the cable TV show. Because the thing with this crack-smoking video with Rob Ford is that you can't see it yet. It was first only shown to two reporters from the Star newspaper in Toronto.
Yeah.
It was also shown to one of the reporters from Gawker.com.
Okay.
Then the Somalian drug lord that had been, or drug dealer or whoever, that was showing this thing off. Basically, these reporters had to meet this guy in a shadowy back alley, you know, in the middle
of the night.
That's
going to be disturbing.
Yeah, I mean, surrounded by drug dealers, basically. And that's a scary
show
situation.
Show of force. Sure.
Right. And so, you know, they would show this video on a little cell phone. They'd hold the cell phone the whole time, and they showed it more than once to these reporters. So the reporters were sure. I mean, they said this video was crystal clear. But it was definitely Rob Ford. Like, not somebody confused with Rob Ford, but definitely Rob Ford. And, again, the mayor of Toronto. And so then what happened was the guy from Gawker actually started what he called the Rob Ford Crack Starter, where you could go and contribute to the $200,000 that the Somalian drug guy wanted to sell the video. So Gawker.com created this Crack Starter, you know, where you give a certain amount of money and then you get perks, right? You know, you get little benefits from that. And one of the benefits was this free book of Rob Ford quotes that I was telling you about. I sent in $5 to the campaign because I thought, you know, if this helps us get the chance to see Rob Ford smoking crack on video, it's worth the $5.
Got to be worth it, right? And, well, as I understand, the Toronto Star kicked out some money, and it's on their code of ethics not to pay for stories.
Oh, I hadn't heard that they were kicking out money. That's interesting.
They kicked out some money, yeah. Hmm.
Well, anyway, what happened was the $200,000 was raised.
See how a crack-smoking mayor gets everybody to compromise their principles?
Absolutely. So when this $200,000 was raised, the Gawker author, he went out trying to find this guy again. He tried to contact him through the channels in which he was contacted previously and was unsuccessful. So the story
Somali drug dealer was gone.
He was gone. The story went dead. I mean, there was nothing else there. The guy's gone. The video doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, what is there to the story at that point?
How do you follow up on it? Well, then we find out 6 months later that apparently the police were actually investigating Rob Ford. And they found on a drug dealer's computer, by using some sort of undelete process, forensic examination of the computer, they found this video. Or a video of him smoking crack.
Yet another video of him smoking crack. You'd think if you were the mayor, you wouldn't let a video be taken of you smoking crack.
Well, he was probably high as a kite or drunk. And now his claim was that it was a drunken mistake.
Okay.
And I want to get to, he did apologize for this, or rather, he admitted to it. And I think he apologized for it. But there are some updates in the story that I think are worth getting to.
It's the kind of guy that apologizes for anything he gets caught doing.
But there's more interesting kind of intrigue around this. Apparently, one of the characters that had been known to be a driver for Rob Ford is actually a drug dealer, and probably Rob Ford's drug dealer, because they,
now you're just speculating, Ian.
Well, I'm speculating based on the claims of the Toronto police, who put some level.
Now they're just speculating. I need hard proof that this guy would actually have a drug dealer driving him around.
Well, they know the guy drove him around, and there are apparently photographs and video of Ford and this other character meeting in questionable locations, like in a back alleys, behind schools, all usually at nighttime, you know, kind of like a vehicle-to-vehicle meeting. And this guy was known to, be a drug dealer. So what do you think they're doing back there?
I don't know.
I think they met at some kids' soccer games, too, while they were at it.
Well, you know, if you're dropping off at a kids' soccer game, then you might as well get your drugs there, right?
Exactly.
It's convenient.
Toronto Mayor Rob Ford said he had nothing else to do but apologize after admitting that he had smoked crack cocaine in one of his drunken stupors. Now, Ford, in another related story, because I've done so much research into this, Ford claims that he's gotten over his alcoholism, but when the police were investigating him, they went through his garbage and found all manner of discarded liquor bottles.
Darn wife, drinking all that alcohol.
Could have been the kids. I mean, Ford told a press conference he loves being mayor and he isn't planning to quit the office. He said, quote, "Folks, I have nothing left to hide. I would do anything, absolutely anything, to change the past. But the past is the past, and we must move forward." Now, look, this guy should be cocky. He should be confident. Because if you look at D.C. mayor, former mayor, or is he now the current mayor? Again, anyway, no, he's on the council. Marion Barry.
Mm-hmm.
This guy had a major fall from grace in the, I think it was the late 80s, early 90s. When he
Sounds
was
right.
caught on video smoking crack cocaine. But he came back. It wasn't more than just a few years later where he won an election to city council with over 90% of the vote. So you know, if Marion Barry can come back from crack smoking on video that everybody saw, nobody's even seen this video with Rob Ford. I don't know, maybe that makes it worse for people because they can't actually see the video. But maybe at some point it will come out. You're welcome to share your thoughts more on the Rob Ford crack smoking mayor here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-3733. What would you think if your mayor did that?
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves right here, toll-free, 855-453. The Pro XPN toll-free line, that's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up anything that you like. We are updating you on the Rob Ford crack-smoking mayor of Toronto. It's been a few weeks since we've talked about the story, and we've been following it here on Free Talk Live ever since I caught wind of it back earlier this year. I think it was around the springtime when the news first hit that Mayor of Toronto Rob Ford was allegedly caught on video smoking crack cocaine. Now, look, if that's your thing, you want to smoke some crack, then that's your business.
Yeah, my biggest problem with this guy, his crack-smoking drunken behavior, is that he's mayor more than anything.
Well, if he's not hurting anybody and just smoking crack on his own time, that, you know, that's one thing. I don't support it. I don't think that it's a good drug. I'm not a fan of the behavior necessarily, but it's nonviolent. He isn't hurting anybody when he's on his crack binges. So
allegedly,
whatever. Well, no one has made any allegations otherwise. And so I don't have a problem with somebody using drugs. But what I do have a problem with is hypocrisy. And I see it as hypocritical if there's a mayor out there who is smoking whatever drug that is illegal or injecting or whatever with their, you know, illegal drugs. And at the same time, there is a police department underneath that mayor that's going around and arresting people for doing the exact same thing. If you've got a mayor who's meeting drug dealers in back alleys and other questionable locations doing things that appear to be drug deals, and there are people who are being put in prison cells in Toronto, Canada, or anywhere that, you know, were put in prison cells for selling a product to another consenting adult, then I have a problem with that. If you are a drug-using mayor and you don't have the courage to stand up for your beliefs, meaning to come out in favor of ending drug prohibition. I mean, it'd be one thing.
Clearly, he doesn't have a problem with people being able to, him to being able to choose what substances
right.
he puts in
That's
his body.
That's what I'm saying. He's a hypocrite. So we're going to continue with that here. And, of course, you're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Hypocrisy is a very human trait.
Sure.
However, when you're willing to, you know, use force and violence against one person for doing the same thing that you do, that's a very different sort of hypocrisy.
So anyway, if you're looking for camping, hunting, shooting, or survival gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, family-owned, and they have the best prices. Go and see for yourself. Get it quick and get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. That's ManVentureOutpost.com. Mayor Rob Ford in Toronto claiming that he had nothing else to do but apologize after he smoked crack cocaine. He says in one of his drunken stupors. They just so happened to catch him on video that one time that he smoked crack cocaine.
I suppose it's a possibility, right?
It's possible. Now, what's the probability?
Probability gets a lot more murky.
I'd say it's probably true that this was not his first time smoking crack. How much crack he has smoked, that's another question. But odds are good, he's done this before.
It seems reasonable to guess.
Now, I haven't seen the video yet, but, and I can't say I know a whole lot about smoking crack, but I do know that crack is not smoked from the same kinds of pipes that marijuana is smoked from.
Okay.
So, if you're handed a crack pipe for the first time in your life, you're probably not going to know how to use it. You're probably going to require some level of instruction from someone who has, you know, a crack veteran.
All right.
On how to use a crack pipe.
Okay.
So, if this video didn't include a section where Rob Ford was handed the pipe and then instructed on how to use it, I think that would be even more firm evidence that Rob Ford was not a virgin crack smoker on the night in question.
It's a pretty compelling case, I must say.
And I have read the description of the video from the people who've seen it, the three reporters who were shown it.
And you didn't hear a part about
the
instruction?
They didn't say anything like, oh, it looks like they needed to show him how to use the pipe.
He went and hit that crack pipe like a pro,
yeah,
like
exactly.
A BASA.
Let's go to the phones here. Talk to the BASA. Go to Denny listening in Pensacola. You're on Free Talk Live, Denny.
Yeah, I was just wondering now, it's been verified that this is a crack pipe, right? There's no doubt about that.
But it, how many
there's as much doubt as there is anything on a video we haven't seen.
Right.
There are some reporters that are reporting that they saw a video on which this occurred.
The police are now reporting as well. The reporters reported initially, and now the police are saying, yes, we verified this video. Now, they can't prove it was crack, obviously, because it's just video. It could just be soap.
Well, yeah, it could be a burn. Well, let me ask you this. Then what he's claiming in his defense is he was so drunk he didn't know it was a crack pipe. Right?
Yes, that is exactly what he's claiming. He is claiming he was just so drunk, he was in a drunken stupor, he didn't know what he was doing. He's been taken advantage of. Someone set him up.
Yeah, and we know how much less alcohol is than crack, how much less dangerous alcohol is, of course, than crack. So I guess that's...
Now, of course, you're being facetious there. Yeah. Alcohol is incredibly dangerous drug.
Well, I can remember back in 1951 when the Food and Drug Administration said marijuana was more dangerous than alcohol. That's back, how far back I go. So you can imagine, you know, the lies I've dealt with and the hypocrisy, especially when it comes to the government. And I'm just amazed that people will tolerate the hypocrisy, especially over the years with what I call the marijuana war, where you have a government telling us, we can tell you what to take, but then we have like people on right-wing radio saying they're against the government telling people what they should put in their body, which I agree with, of course. But
people
then,
on right-wing radio are saying they're against the government telling people to put in the things in their body. Typically, it's, you know, right-wingers that are rallying for laws like
God's
that.
God's sake, Rush Limbaugh, high on Dilaudids or whatever, won't come out and make a stand like that.
I'm talking about food, you know, things like food and...
those things.
Yeah, and
Right, yeah. Sure, I can see a conservative radio host getting all up in arms about, you know, maybe not being able to sell raw milk or something like that, but... certainly in this case, I highly doubt they're going to be getting behind Rob Ford. I doubt he has very many friends left in politics. Denny, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. So Rob Ford, Toronto mayor, admitting to smoking the crack, but saying it's the past, and the past is the past, he says, and we must move forward. These mistakes.
He's not leaving office. He was voted in by, you know, the same process every other mayor was there. The simple fact that he smoked crack and got caught, I don't know. I mean, whatever.
He said that admitting smoking crack was the most difficult and embarrassing thing I ever had to do, and I have nothing left to hide. He continued on saying, these mistakes will never, ever, ever happen again.
I will never get caught on
exactly
film smoking crack.
You know that's what he's saying. He is such a, you know, he's such a politician. These people are very, very crafty with the words that leave their lips in a lot of cases. And he's right. He made a mistake smoking crack in front of the camera. And he's going to be more cautious about that in the future. I highly doubt he's going to be seeking treatment for this. But we'll find out here more about Rob Ford. And you can share your thoughts at 855-453. Or share your favorite local political scandal. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux. And most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vaporeon at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got an opinion that you want to share about this crack-smoking mayor in Toronto, Rob Ford. We'll continue on with the latest on his situation where he is admitting it, finally, that he actually did indeed smoke some crack cocaine and it was captured on video. And you're welcome to tell us how you feel about that. Or maybe there's some other local scandal, some other juicy political hypocrisy out there that just hasn't made the national headlines. Rob Ford's making international headlines, but there's a lot of, you know, scumbag politicians out there who do ridiculous, dangerous, stupid things. So it's always entertaining to remember these people are humans and they are capable in a lot of cases of some pretty depraved things.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're human, but one needs to, I wonder to myself what it takes to get to these positions of power in some cases. I mean, the claim is not only does the power corrupt, but that the corrupt are attracted to power. And so, yeah, they're only human, but they may very well be bad humans, from what I can tell.
Well, yes, it certainly seems like Rob Ford is not a good guy. I mean, he's known to be a loud, angry, kind of red-faced, big man. You know, he's just a jerk, from what I can tell. But so one would argue this couldn't have happened to a more deserving guy. We'll get back into that here in a moment. But first, Mark, tell me how to get Bitcoins, because they are just amazing. You know, the prices just keep going up, it seems like. They're around $430 today, and they seem to be plateauing a little bit at that level. But a couple of weeks ago, they were in the 200 range.
It says 445 on BitcoinAverage.com.
Wow.
Yeah, I haven't even been paying attention today. If you've been wanting to get Bitcoins because, you know, maybe you're excited by the amount of the value increase in Bitcoins, or maybe you're excited by the fact that Bitcoins make it possible for people to send and receive funds around the world at virtually no fee. Depending on the service that you can send them with no fee at all, or some services put a small fee if you use their service. Regardless, they give the ability to send money at a far lower rate than all the other services, PayPal and Western Union and all these other services, these heritage sort of money transfer systems. Bitcoin has a built-in ability to send and receive value right on the internet. And you have complete control of your own bank account. That's a fascinating, powerful thing. If you want to get some Bitcoins, do it at cashintocoins.com. It's easy, safe, fast, legal, inexpensive, and the best part is customer service is their top priority. All you have to do is be in the reasonable vicinity of a Bank of America, Wells Fargo, or a credit union with shared branching. You go to cashintocoins.com, you follow their simple procedures, you make a deposit at the bank. Within a few minutes to a couple of hours, you're going to have your Bitcoins, and they've got great rates too. It's cashintocoins.com.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. Mike's listening in Meredith, New Hampshire.
Oh, here to
Free Talk Live for the first time. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, this is my first time listening. I just think...
Welcome, sir.
I'm trying to listen to this thing, and it's talking about liberty. And I don't want to hear about this fat pig smoking crack. He should be gone.
Well,
and why are you guys
not
even
gone.
Talking about him is what I'm asking.
He's refused to leave office. Why are we talking about him?
Yeah, I think it's interesting to look at politicians and what their behavior is.
Yeah, I love it when politicians fall from grace.
All of them? Because Obama's got a lower Barack Obama has a lower approval rating than Rob Ford has. You don't think that that's interesting?
I think that's interesting, yeah.
Well, I think it is because, he didn't smoke crack. So actually, if you smoke crack, you're going to rate better than Obama. That's what it's
saying,
right?
I don't know if one can conclude that it's a correlation as opposed to a causation, but yeah, I mean it's
certainly true that the crack smoking mayor has a better approval rating than Barack Obama.
And now there was no video of George Bush smoking crack, but we know that he was a cocaine user.
He did do coke,
I just wonder how many of these politicians who are going to find out are willing to throw peaceful people into cages for doing drugs when they've done it.
Yeah, I think the hypocrisy is the reason I want to talk about it.
Well, I listened to this station for the first time. I'm thinking I want to hear liberty and talking about our freedoms and everything. But does this have anything to do with our liberties and our freedoms? This guy's doing this. It's almost like we're making him bigger than he already is.
Well, it's certainly true that
nobody
does.
Here's the reason: there's a veil, and yet you called about him. There's a veil of superiority that is thrown over the offices in these lands. People think that politicians are better, somehow morally superior. They hold themselves up as having
leaders,
having the ability to incarcerate you if you do something wrong. And yeah, I think it's proper for us to be tearing down these ivory towers in which they reside so that, in fact, we can all have some level of freedom and equality. Because until these politicians, the flashlight is shone on the cockroaches, we're going to have them telling us what to do.
Yeah, I think it's important to remind people about politicians and who they really are.
People believe that we have to have these politicians in office, otherwise we will run amok. But what those people do not realize, what they do not speak into reality is these politicians that they put in charge are in fact running amok.
So, Mike, all right, let's put all that aside for a moment.
I know about these politicians.
Great. Congratulations. You are advanced enough to know about politicians. I'm glad for that, Mike, and I'm sorry that this may not have been the advanced...
I'll listen some more and see where it goes.
Here's your opportunity, Mike. Here's what I want to tell you. You are on the air, so why don't you tell us what's important to you?
I think what's important to me is we get some of our freedoms back, and we don't have so much government control that you can't
Which ones do you miss the most?
To be left alone, not to be hounded by dog licenses and taxes on everything that you used to get for nothing. So,
I think dog licenses are pretty funny ones.
I'm 100%, Mike. That's why I moved to New Hampshire from Florida. I picked up my life, my business, and moved across the country so I could be around more people who care about freedom and who are willing to get active to achieve it. It's called the Free State Project. Have you ever heard of it before?
I have a good friend who's really into it. He goes to a lot of the meetings, and he's got me to listen to this, and I'm gonna take it from here and go from there. But
all right. Well, thanks for the call tonight, Mike. You can call in anytime. Okay. You can bring up anything you want. So if you don't like what we're talking about, rather than calling to call us out on it, which you're free to do, you can just call and bring up something else, and we'll talk to you about that. So thanks for the call tonight.
Okay.
I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. The show, Free Talk Live, just for those of you new to the program, this is Mike's first night listening. The show is about you being able to take control of the airwaves. So, we'll come in with stuff to talk about, and I do love a good dirty politician story. So there are certain things that are interesting to me, and the Rob Ford story is one of those things. If it ain't your speed, well, you can call in and bring up something you want. You don't care for that? Find another show to listen to. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Bobby, listening in Lakeland via the TuneIn app. Hello, Bobby. Bobby in Lakeland. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you guys in a while, but I've talked to you guys quite a few. I want to talk about slimy politicians. You're getting into Rob Ford, and you're from Florida, and we have the governor's race. We got Rick Scott, and we had this in 2007. We had Charlie Crist, and he was a Reagan Republican. He was against drugs, harder stances on drugs, anti-abortion, anti-gay. And then he was losing in his next term, and so he turned into a independent. And he had great independent values, and he lost to Rick Scott running independent. Now he is a total Democrat, and he's going to be running as a Democrat against the Republican Rick Scott. And now he is for abortion. Is for gay marriage, and he wants to legalize marijuana now.
Well, you see, this is the thing, is these politicians, they'll do anything, they'll
just
say anything just to get back into power.
Bobby, thanks for sharing the story tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Here's a strange thought. The government shut down, and your colon could be a parallel. If your colon shuts down like the government, you could be in trouble. Your organs feed off the nutrients that move through your colon. If your colon has corruption, problems, you could get very ill. People with bathroom struggles love Life Change Tea. If you drink Life Change Tea, you'll avoid a colon shutdown. You will have more energy and feel great. You might even lose some weight. There's one key element to all of this working. You have to take the product. Just do it. So here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com, and there's a lot more product than just tea. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Again, avoid a shutdown. That's GetTheTea.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition, and you, of course, can take control of the airwaves here if you like. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, otherwise we'll keep telling you what we think's important. Free State Project is something I think's important. That's the reason why I moved here. I mentioned that a moment ago with one of our last callers. The reason I moved to New Hampshire, and so did you, Mark. We came back in 2006. We were considered early movers. We're people who have jumped the gun. The Free State Project, by default, when you join and you sign up for the Free State Project, if you love the ideas of liberty, if you understand what freedom means, for instance, in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. That's an important factor. And also, freedom is about your right to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anyone else. So if you like those ideas, then wouldn't it be great if you could live in a place where you actually knew other people who thought that way? Not only do you know who those people are, because a lot of people who think of the liberty mindset, they feel like they're alone. I know that's how I felt when I used to live in Florida. So if you feel like you're alone, you want to be around people who actually get it, that's number one reason to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You can be around hundreds, over 1,000 actually.
Well, things are actually happening.
Yes. Well, right, that's the other thing, is not only are you around people who think like you, but those people are activists. They're doing things. They're running for office. They're getting active at the state house. They are doing civil disobedience. They're creating media. There's outreach projects. All kinds of things are happening. More than you could possibly be involved in as one person. That's a problem that I did not have previous to moving to New Hampshire. When I used to live in Florida, any activism that was going on was because I started it. There was nothing else happening.
That's true.
But up here, there's all kinds of different activists and activisms to get involved in. So go to freestateproject.org. If you are tired of the constant increase in size, scope, expense, intrusiveness, violence of the people calling themselves the state. There's only one viable solution, in my opinion, and that's to get together with people who care about freedom and are willing to do something. Go to freestateproject.org, again, to learn more and to get signed up. We want to reach 20,000 participants in the Free State Project. We have over 15,000. Most of those people, like 90% of them, have not moved, those 15,000.
Oh, yeah. Like 90%.
So we're still in the early mover phase. We are not beginning the official move until 20,000. So we still need people to sign up at freestateproject.org. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Janice is in Portsmouth, Virginia, listening to WSVG. Hey, Janice.
Yeah, it's not unlikely that Marion Barry got reelected. Look what's up there, and look what he is. They all back him.
What's that
just
supposed
like
to
Obama,
mean?
You know,
well,
and
excuse
and,
me. What are you suggesting there?
I'm suggesting that they don't vote by knowledge.
Who's they?
The people that put him in office the second time. And
well, there's a lot of politicians to choose from. I'm surely that there are a lot of politicians to choose from, right?
No, I wouldn't say so. Not when you got Marion Barry up there and the weight he carries around.
Well, I couldn't explain why Marion Barry. I think what you're intimating is that it's his ethnicity that got him in office. But
right.
I think that there's my guess is.
Oh, you are suggesting that. You seem to be beating around the bush.
But my guess is that there are a lot of black people that ran for office in Washington D.C.
Yes.
And that therefore, if you were black and going to vote for somebody who was black, for the simple fact that they were black, because. That's why you vote that way, I guess.
That's what Janice is suggesting.
That's what the intimation is. Then there would be plenty of people for whom to vote. And I don't know why they chose Marion Barry. It probably wasn't skin color.
You know, is it possible you're a bigot, Janice? Is it? Excuse me?
So it's drug dealers. Because he smokes pot, and that's what most of them do up there. Don't you know that D.C. is no longer called the District of Columbia? It's called the District
What's
of
it called
Corruption.
Oh, corruption. Okay, I thought you were going to say District of Criminals.
I wouldn't disagree that it is District of Criminals, but mostly I find that...
So let's see. So far on your very short call thus far, less than 2 minutes in, you've already shown yourself to apparently be bigoted towards both black people and also now marijuana users.
No, the only thing I am bigoted against is people that lie. I despise liars. You know, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. That's your president. He stood above all and raised his right hand. Where's the transparency he promised?
I agree. The transparency, certainly not there. But I haven't yet seen the president that doesn't lie.
That was going to be my question. Did George Bush lie as well?
Oh, I'm sure they all do, but it's a degree
yes.
of
okay.
as to who tells the biggest lie.
Who is the bigger liar? Is it Marion Barry or Barack Obama?
Oh, Barack Obama.
How do you know? I mean, aren't all politicians liars? Why would Barack Obama be more of a liar than Marion Barry?
Well, because Barack Obama's got more going for him. He's the president.
He's got more clout.
Yeah.
That's a theory. Thanks, Janice, for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It really rubs me the wrong way, and I could tell that's what she was getting at, too, but she was beating around the bush earlier.
The bush has been beaten?
When she was saying they...
The vicinity around the bush has been beaten.
They did that. Can we please just stop putting people into categories based on their color of their skin? Can that just end now? Because people who are, black, they believe differently. They're individuals. There are a bunch of people with a variety of belief systems whose skin color is darker than yours. I mean, it's just ridiculous to put people into categories based on what their color of their skin is.
I wouldn't doubt for a second that there were people that voted... for and against Barack Obama based on the color of his skin.
Like, that's probably true.
That was the reason.
There
I don't
are probably
know
people who voted for Hillary Clinton because she was a woman.
I know for certain a friend of my family that I heard when I was visiting made a diehard Democrat was going to vote for McCain because that person believed that somehow Barack Obama was in league with the Muslims, and there was it all seemed to be cultural and racial, the conversations that were being had there. So there was a diehard Democrat that chose not to vote Democrat based on the color of Barack Obama's skin. I'm sure there had to be more than one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I think that there are also, it seems, it stands to reason that some people probably voted for him based solely on the color of his skin. And I think these are terrible reasons to vote for a or against a politician. But you would hope that it would be based on what the character and all these other things. But there's been, you know, there were interviews that Howard Stern did that showed that there were certainly some ignorant people that voted based on his skin color.
Sure. Well, some people vote because they think the person's pretty.
I've actually heard somebody say
nice
that
hair.
They were going to vote for George Bush because he was such a good-looking man.
He reminds me of my grandson, or whatever.
They vote for all kinds of reasons.
So again, you can find people who voted for Barack Obama because he was black, but that doesn't mean that they voted for him. Look at who's up there, she says, talking about people that live in the D.C. area. They did this and that.
For Mary and Barry, that's fallacious, right? Like, it doesn't make any sense. You can make whatever statements you want. Barack Obama was the only black guy really running in the final portions of the general election for President of the United States of America. Marion Barry, I haven't looked into his election, but I guess that he had some people running against him that had similar skin tones.
There's a good chance of that being Washington, D.C.
So you can't really say that Marion Barry is in office because black people like a black guy.
That was her original claim. You're right. But, you know, regardless, please stop grouping people like that. It is not fair. Let's try this. Treat each individual as a human being, as their own individual, where they decide on their own volition, whether right or wrong, whether based on fallacious reasoning or pure rationale, but they decide for their own reasons why they would want to vote or not vote or whatever it is that that they're doing. I wish we could leave this idea behind that people are all the same because they all have the same skin color.
Yeah, it's really sort of a dumb
insulting
way to group people, but I wouldn't claim that people don't group themselves that way either, right? You know, I mean, sadly, it's sort of cultural and these kind of things. I mean, it's sad.
What do you mean, like white men can't jump, that kind of thing? I mean, what are you talking about?
I think that people tend, and this is happening less and less as time goes by, but they tend to group racially. And I don't think that that's legitimate or right or any of those things. I think it just tends to be true.
Okay. So what?
So I wish they wouldn't.
Okay, I get you there. But you're right. That's changing over time. You're seeing more interracial marriages, more interracial relationships. And as that continues to go on, then you're going to see a mixing of, colors down to brown, basically, where the longer this trend goes, more people will become brown and average, basically. And that I look forward to.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. So we'll continue here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More on the way about this corrupt mayor. You're welcome to share your stories of local government officials. What sort of corruption scandals haven't hit the national headlines that you've heard about? It's happening in your town. You know about it, but somebody across the country, they should know about it. Maybe you can fill us in. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, speaking of approval ratings compared to Barack Obama, I've got the approval rating for Kim Jong-un compared to Barack Obama in moments.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday. And Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation. But there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available from 10 to 1 in-store only as Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.